Chapter 7, Fares. Chapter Overview. This chapter deals with how fares are calculated and charged for each journey. Taxi fares, Hackney and limousine fares, getting paid, staying compliant. 7.1, Taxi Fares. In 2006, a new rule was introduced to help develop and improve taxi services all over the country. The whole country became one single taximeter area. This means there is a standard taxi fare for everyone across the country. In accordance with legal requirements, NTA regularly undertakes a review of the national maximum taxi fare to ensure that the costs of providing the service to the public is reflected in the fares charged by SPSV drivers. The national maximum taxi fare is set out in the National Maximum Taxi Fares Order. The latest such order came into law on the 1st of December 2024. Getting started. When does a journey begin and when can the taximeter be turned on? There are two possibilities depending on whether the trip is pre-booked or not. Ad hoc trip. This is where a passenger hires a taxi from a taxi rank or hails a taxi in the street. Journey start. An ad hoc trip starts when you agree to take the passenger. When to start the taximeter? You can turn on the taximeter for ad hoc journeys as soon as you agree to take the passenger, for example, before helping them with their bags. Pre-booked trip. This is where a passenger has pre-booked a trip. Journey start. A pre-booked trip starts when you meet the passenger at the agreed time. When to start the taximeter? You can start the meter when you arrive at the right place at the right time, not earlier. Delays by passenger are charged as waiting time, and any time delays during a trip are also charged. Taximeters. How fares are calculated. The maximum fare that a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi can charge is set by the National Maximum Taxi Fare Order. This fare is programmed into a taximeter, which must be installed in every taxi and wheelchair accessible taxi. Passengers have the right to have the whole fare calculated using the taximeter. The amount shown on the taximeter is the highest amount the driver can charge, even if a different fare was agreed to before the trip. Note, if the agreed fare is less than the meter shows, the driver must only charge the agreed amount. The calculation of the fare is based on the following. When the journey happens, standard, premium, or special rates might apply. How far the journey is, or how long it takes. Which additional charges may apply? The initial charge always applies, but additional charges and tariffs may be added. The initial charge is fixed and covers travel for up to 500 metres or 85 seconds, whichever comes first. After that, the taximeter adds charges based on distance and time if the speed goes below 21.2 kilometres per hour. The National Maximum Taxi Fare Order. This section summarises the main features and tariffs of the National Maximum Taxi Fare Order, effective from the 1st of December 2024. There are three different rate types: standard, premium, and special. Each type has a specific time frame, initial charge, and additional tariffs for distance and time. Standard rates. Standard rates show as a 1 on a taximeter. When standard rates apply? 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Saturday, excluding holidays. Initial charge, €4.40. Additional charges for tariff A apply to the next 15 kilometres or 43 minutes. €1.32 per kilometre or 47 cent per minute up to €23.60. Additional charges for tariff B apply to anything after that, €1.72 per kilometre or 61 cent per minute. premium rates. Premium rates show as 2 on a taximeter. When premium rates apply: 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Monday to Saturday, all day Sunday and most holidays. Initial charge, €5.40. Additional charges for tariff A apply to the next 15 kilometres or 43 minutes. €1.81 per kilometre or 64 cents per minute, up to €31.80. Additional charges for tariff B apply to anything after that. €2.20 per kilometre or 78 cents per minute. Special rates. Special rates show as 3 on a taximeter. When special rates apply: 12 a.m. midnight to 4 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays. During Christmas, from 8 p.m. 24th of December to 8 a.m. 26th of December. And over New Year, from 8 p.m. 31st of December to 8 a.m. 1st of January. Initial charge, €5.40. Additional charges for tariff A apply to the next 15 kilometres or 43 minutes. €2.20 per kilometre or 78 cents per minute after the initial charge. Additional charges for tariff B apply to anything after that. €2.20 per kilometre or 78 cents per minute. Extra charges. Apart from the fare calculated on time or distance and rate type, as shown above, the driver can choose to charge extra for the following: booking fees, €3 for a pre-booked taxi. The charge for booking is recorded on the taximeter. Extra passengers, €1 for each additional adult. One child under 12 is free. 2 to 3 children under 12, €1. 4 to 5 children, €2. 6 to 7 children, €3. Charges for extra passengers are recorded on the taximeter. Road tolls. You may have to pay for tolls during the trip. Damage or stains. If someone makes a mess, dirties or damages the taxi, you can charge up to €140 for cleaning or repairs. The cost might be lower, so only charge the actual cost of repair. Extra charges are listed on the in-vehicle information card. They are flexible, which means you can choose to apply them or not. However, if extra charges are going to be very high, you should make that clear to the customer before the journey. Note: extra charges must not be applied for assistance dogs or carrying luggage. Booking fees. As mentioned in the previous section, SPSV drivers can charge a €3 booking fee if the ride is booked. Tip: booking fees do not apply if a customer hails you on the street or hires you at a taxi rank, airport, or other transport station. Road tolls. Trips may include a road toll. Passengers have the right to choose the route, even if you do not agree. If a passenger chooses a route with a toll, you can add the toll cost to the fare. The toll fee must be shown on the receipt. If a road toll might be part of the trip, you should do the following: tell the passenger about other route options and what each one might cost or how long it might take. Tell the passenger what the toll will cost. Note: if you use an electronic toll tag, like for the port tunnel, the cost might not be clear to passengers. Keep a list of toll prices in your taxi for customers to reference. Further information: see NTA's website, www.nationaltransport.ie, for more information on the National Maximum Taxi Fare Order. Discounts. As a taxi driver, you have the right to charge the amount calculated on the taximeter, plus any valid extras, such as road tolls. You can also charge less than the calculated amount on the taximeter as a discount, if you wish. If you give a discount, you should write it on the receipt. Note: Remember, you cannot charge more than the amount calculated, plus any valid extras, such as road tolls. Payment. All taxi drivers must have a working cashless payment device for card payments. If your card machine is broken or the battery is flat, you must stop your services until it is fixed or the battery is charged. Note, there is no minimum fare for paying by card, and you cannot charge extra for accepting a card payment. Receipts. The taximeter must always be switched on and calculating trips, even if you and the customer agreed on a fare before the trip. You must offer a printed receipt from the taximeter to every customer. It cannot be handwritten. If a customer pays more or less than what is on the meter, you should write the reason for the difference on the printed receipt. 7.2. Hackney and limousine fares. Customers must pre-book hackneys and limousines and agree to the fare before the journey starts. And at the end of each trip, the driver must give the passenger a receipt. Booking documents. The driver of a hackney or limousine must always carry a booking document in their vehicle, showing the details of the booking. Booking documents should be kept in the vehicle from the time the booking is received to the end of the journey. The details in the booking document must include the name and contact details of the person booking the trip, the pick-up and drop-off points, the agreed fare. Note, booking documents and receipts are not required where passengers have pre-existing payment accounts or when a limousine is used for weddings or funerals. Driver records. Hackney and limousine drivers must keep records of all their trips. The NTA may ask to see these records at any time. Driver records should include the trips they have completed, the fares they have charged, the receipts they have given. 7.3. Getting paid. At the end of a trip, customers have the right to be charged the correct fare, and you have the right to be paid the correct fare. There are, however, some key differences with payments for certain vehicle categories. Payments for taxis. Taxi fares are calculated and shown on the taximeter. You can give a discount if you choose. You cannot charge more than what the meter shows. Payments for hackneys and limousines. The fare must be agreed in advance between the driver or their office and the customer. 7.4. Staying compliant. Fare complaints. NTA compliance officers check that drivers follow SPSV rules and regulations for fares and charges. If there is a complaint or someone reports an issue, NTA compliance officers can investigate. If you break the rules for fares or charges, you may have to pay a fixed payment penalty for committing an offence. Complaints can be submitted through NTA's website, www.transportforireland.ie.